Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. And the reason is this. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Mind you, that's before the meat is weighed and priced, which means more meat for your money. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef. It's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, in Kroger cut beef, you get a better value in top grade beef. For example, take a specific cut of beef, say a Kroger cut chuck roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess waste and stringy meat. That means you get a better value because you get more solid meat, only a minimum of bone. Yes, you receive more meat, less waste, whether you buy a steak or roast. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to get Kroger cut beef. It gives you more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. They took the bandages off Penny's face and gave her a mirror. The hand that held it trembled a little, and then the mirror dropped upon the bed. Tears came to Penny's eyes, but then the brave girl smiled. A thin, small smile it was, but a smile of courage. For the once beautiful face of Penny Gibbs was cruelly scarred. It's 3 days later now, and outside Penny's room, Dr. Ryan talks with Penny's mother, Grace. Dr. Ryan asks,
"Do you know why she sent for me, Mrs. Billings?"
"Well, no, Dr. Ryan, I don't. It's not about her face, I'm sure of that. She's turned rather philosophical about it as soon as the first shock wore off."
"I'm awfully glad to hear that. When you told me about her first reaction, I was afraid we'd have a sick girl on our hands for a long time."
"Well, I hope she's not just pretending, Dr. Ryan."
"If she is, I'll find it out. Has she been told about her eyes?"
"Yes, she has. You think that's why she has to see you?"
"I have an idea it might be. She was told the scars on her face can be taken care of in due time, but there's a different story in regard to her sight."
"Well, what does Dr. Weston say about her eyes?"
"He knows only what the tests told him, Mrs. Billings. There has definitely been some injury. But how serious, how permanent, he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Nor do I. It may be a mental thing, a reaction to the tragedy of the accident."
"But Dr. Ryan, she doesn't know about Barry."
"I'm aware of that. But if she were to know about Barry at this time, so soon after the shock of seeing the scars of her face, she would suffer such a mental as well as physical blow that, well, she might easily go totally blind."
"Oh, you think then that it's just shock that has impaired her vision?"
"I'm waiting for an analysis of Dr. Weston's test to determine that. We're having a specialist diagnose her case. I'll know better then."
"Well, when do you expect the report?"
"Any minute now."
"Oh."
"Dr. Weston said he'd call me as soon as he received it. We'll study it together, and then I'll talk to you about it."
"Well, then I better wait."
"Wait?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're going back to Rossville?"
"I intended to. I just can't leave the entire house and the children constantly. I go back every few days and help the poor child with some of the heavy work. If I don't, I'm afraid Nora will be our next hospital case."
"Well, we certainly don't want another one in the family. Certainly not just yet. You go back to Rossville, Mrs. Billings, and I'll phone you after I've talked with Dr. Weston and Penny."
"Are you sure you wouldn't rather have me stay?"
"There's nothing you can do here that you can't do just as well at home. And I know it's a tonic for you to see Jed."
"Mm-hmm."
"You haven't seen much of each other lately, have you?"
"Not for more than a few hours since the accident."
"Well, you go home to Jed, Mrs. Billings. And I'll phone you this afternoon or see you in person in Rossville sometime this evening. And don't worry, Mrs. Billings. By all means, don't worry."
"Come in."
"Hello, Penny."
"Oh, hello, Dr. Ryan."
"Ah, now. Why is that pillow covering the side of your face, young lady? Don't you think..."
"Don't you know?"
"I know you have a few ugly scars on that lovely face of yours. But to surgery, they're nothing but scratches."
"Scratches? Oh, thank you, Dr. Ryan, but you should see them.
I'd like to. May I?
I'm not a very pretty sight.
And I'm not a pretty sight either. But I don't hide my face from my friends, and I'm one of your best friends. So you should feel the same way about me. Come on, let's see.
All right. Pretty bad, isn't it?
I don't think so. I know a surgeon who'd hesitate taking a fee for the amount of work he'd be required to do on you. That's really how minor those scars are.
Honestly, aren't they bad?
In contrast to the unmarred part of your face, the scarred portions look terrible, I agree. But I'm speaking medically when I say the scars aren't bad at all. And in very short order, they'll be done away with. Please believe me. Will you?
Oh, I want to believe you.
Is that why you sent for me?
Yes. Yes, I wanted to know what I could tell Barry about my face. I know it's going to hurt him terribly when he sees me, but I want to be able to assure him that the scars are only temporary.
You can tell anyone who asks that they're only temporary. And you can honestly tell that to yourself, too. So cheer up about it.
I was a sissy about my face only in the beginning, Dr. Ryan. That is, as far as I myself were concerned. I was so childish.
It was definitely not childish. The fact that you recovered so quickly and completely is proof that it was not. Are you sure your face is all you wanted to see me about?
Mm-hmm, that's all.
But Dr. Weston told you everything I've told you, didn't he?
Yes, and so did Mother. Dr. Ryan, I felt for days that Mother and Dr. Weston and everybody in the hospital have been trying to protect me from something.
Oh, I see. But you knew the heartless Dr. Ryan would tell you the terrible truth, didn't you?
You always have.
And I always will.
Then when can I see Barry again?
Penny, you're Dr. Weston's patient. And this is his hospital. You've asked me a question I just can't answer. But if you want a cruel and heartless truth about something, I have it for you.
About Barry?
No. About your eyes.
Oh.
Can you stand a little difficulty heaped on the difficulty you already have?
After looking at this face of mine for the first time, I think I can stand anything. I have a pretty good idea what you're going to tell me to.
Do you?
I'm going blind.
Oh, I wouldn't put it that way.
No. Nope, you'd have given me the bad news in easy and sugar-coated stages. I act like a baby only in unimportant matters like the looks of my face, for instance, but when it comes to losing my sight, in a matter as tragic as that,
Penny, I wasn't going to say you're losing your sight, because I have no knowledge of any facts that would make me say that. All I was going to say is that your eyes have doubtlessly been seriously injured, and your sight may be impaired.
Maybe. Or will be.
I'm not the doctor to say, nor is any doctor here fully qualified to predict that your sight will be completely restored to normal, or that you will eventually be blind. The bad news, Penny, is that there has been an injury to your optic nerve of such a nature that you need a specialist to save your sight.
Oh. It's a matter of money.
The cost will be high, Penny. But is there a price on the value of sight?
There's a limit to what I can afford to pay for anything. I'm not a carton yet.
But you're a beautiful young woman who has still a lot to see.
How much do you think it would be, Dr. Ryan? I mean, obviously, I'll do everything possible that'll help me have the benefit of his advice.
I don't know how much, Penny. But if you have absolutely nothing, no hope of ever having anything, this man would do all he could for you for absolutely nothing. But when people can pay, the price is high. But he's worth it, Penny. He's saved or restored the sight of a score of people who were given up as hopelessly blind.
How long can we wait before we have to call in this man?
We mustn't wait long, Penny. Your sight is failing slowly. Perhaps you've noticed it.
I've noticed that things aren't as bright as they used to be. Colors aren't as sharp.
Then let's get this man as soon as we can.
Let me speak to my mother first. It's useless to send for him or go to him if we can't pay what he asks. It'll be wasting our time as well.
Is the coffee strong enough for you, Jen?
Grace, I think it's stronger than I am. I'm just weak after that phone call from Penny.
Oh. Well, we'll manage to pay the doctor somehow.
Yes, but how? Do you realize it'll run into thousands of dollars? I've read about this specialist they want for her. He's amazing. Best eye man in the world. But he's busy and his operations are costly. And rightfully so.
Well, we can get the money somewhere.
Where? It'll take me 5 years to make the kind of money he'll want for that one operation.
Well, we'll get it from Mrs. Carlton.
I know we could, Grace, in 5 minutes. But you don't know about Mrs. Carlton, do you?
But, Jed, what's happened to her?
Well, what do you expect? An old woman can take just so much and then no more.
Oh.
She didn't shed a tear at Barry's funeral. She walked alone, I understand, refused even the help of an arm to lean on. But last night, she collapsed.
Oh, Jed, she's not...
No. No, I had Nora phone the Carlton house this morning, just after Johnny told me about it. She's going to live, but she'll never be the same person she was before she lost her son. No, Grace, we can't go to Mrs. Carlton for the money. At least, not right now. And Penny needs this specialist right now.
Well, Jed, we have some property. We could borrow on that.
We will, if we can. But at best, we'll get only about a fourth of what we'll need. I'll speak to Johnny about getting a loan on the property for us. Or would you like to sell?
Oh, I can't ask you to do that, Jed.
Grace, I'd sell my business if it would guarantee Penny's sight. Let's not consider what we lose to get the money we need. Let's consider only what Penny will lose if we fail to get the money.
Oh.
If it takes every dime we have and we're in debt for the rest of our lives, we must save the child's eyes.
Well, I'm willing to do anything, you know that. My only fear is that we'll do everything we can and still she'll go blind.
Grace, this doctor will look at her first. There'll be no charge for that.
Oh, Jed, I'd give her my eyes if that'd help.
Now, Grace, no tears. We faced things like this before, somehow blundered through.
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't crying for myself, but for Penny. Oh, Jed, we can't let her down. We just can't.
Must Grace and Jed Billings part with everything they have to save Penny's sight? And if they do, will they be told that this young girl's eyes will never see again? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. For example, if porterhouse steak is your favorite, you'll find that at Kroger's you don't pay steak price for stringy ends and waste. The Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. But see for yourself by visiting your Kroger store. Notice that you get more meat, less waste, and it's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Here's your big opportunity. Kroger's great hot dated coffee brings you the chance to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or a Justomatic iron. Kroger is awarding 1,160 prizes in 5 weekly contests. The second week's contest closes midnight this Wednesday, October 22nd. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store and enter today. Be sure to listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.